Like millions of people around the globe, I am a firm believer in the quote that says that no relationship is ever a waste of time. If it didn't yield the return you wanted, it definitely taught you what you didn't want.
For those who are new to this podcast, this is Adinka Black, right here on Lumio Black Show. And I am the Black, and the Lumi is right beside me in the spirit. Welcome to the Lumio Black Show.
See, our world is so fast-paced and digitally driven that we are so quick to forget to understand the value of quality relationships. But the value of relationships cannot be overstated, because these connections, whether personal or professional, enrich our lives and provide support during tough times, and maybe even contribute significantly to our overall well-being. However, like any other investment that exists, nurturing quality relationships requires time, effort, and intentionality. And so all I want to do in this episode of TLBS, this episode, is to probably inspire you, tell you how I think you can cultivate meaningful connections. And number one, which is to be present. Now, we find ourselves to be in a very hyper-connected world, and it's very easy to be physically present but mentally absent. And when spending time with someone, I think it's best you put away distractions like smartphones and truly engage in the moment. Because active listening should be a thing that you place priority on, and some form of genuine interest in the conversations you're having with people, because it helps you to see the other person's thoughts and their feelings, and this goes a long way in strengthening relationships. The second thing I believe is communication, which of course many people say communication is key. Effective communication is the cornerstone for any healthy relationship. And I think it's best to be open, honest, and transparent. I like Mike Todd was saying, the HOT acronym, which is humble or honest, open, and transparent. And I feel like when you start to imbibe this open, honest, and transparent C in your conversations, you begin to share your thoughts and feelings and your concerns with other people. And this can help them even, and this can even encourage them to do the same thing for you. And by doing this, you establish clear lines of communications, and this can also foster trust and understanding and ultimately help you build meaningful connections. The third thing is empathy. And I'm such a fan, I think it's safe to say I'm a fan of empathy, because we never get to explore the concept of empathy. But I believe that empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. And by cultivating empathy, you know, it actually involves trying to listen, actively trying to see situations in the other person's perspective. And this not only strengthens your bond, but it helps to even resolve conflicts when they arise more constructively. The other thing I think can help you with cultivating meaningful connections is to spend quality time. You need to start learning how to invest wisely in relationships that matter. You know, spending quality time with loved ones, whether through shared experiences, conversations, activities, and, you know, try to invest yourself more in these activities, because it deepens your connections. And it's not just about the quantity of time, but the quality of these interactions that you have. And while you're trying to spend quality time, I think it's also best to note that you should respect boundaries too. I made mention of this in the previous episode, and I said that every individual has personal boundaries, and respecting those boundaries is crucial in any relationship. It shows that you value the other person's comfort and their autonomy. And I think it's best to just communicate openly about these boundaries and be receptive to their needs as well. And on long run, when you start to do this, you show support and some sort of encouragement. And I just want to say that be a source of support and encouragement for people in your life. You need to start to celebrate their successes, you know, provide a listening ear during challenges, and help when you think you have the capacity to help. You know, knowing that you have each other's backs any day can even help to build a strong foundation of trust. Another thing I think can help to build meaningful connections is to resolve conflicts gracefully. Now, the reason why I use the word gracefully is because I think resolution of conflicts is skill and also an art. And the way I see it is that conflicts are a natural part of any relationship. And rather than avoiding or escalating them, I think it's best to address conflicts calmly and constructively. That's the word, constructively. You need to focus on finding solutions and compromises that work for both of you or both parties. And this not only, you know, this is not just even about resolving issues, but it also strengthens your problem-solving skills, if you actually think about it in the long run. Because if you can find a way to navigate, you know, the nuances around conflict resolution and trying to apply grace in, you know, resolving conflicts, it also builds your problem-solving skills. Another way you can, you know, build meaningful connections or cultivate meaningful connections is to express gratitude. And this is something I've been practicing for a couple of months now, and it's just been so surreal, you know. And regularly, I need to regularly express gratitude for people in your life. Sometimes you need to just text them out of the blue and just say, hey, thank you so much for the past couple of months, for the past couple of years. You've brought so much joy. You've brought immense value to the table. And just acknowledge their contributions, their kindness. You see, when they even talk about kindness, many people undervalue kindness. You don't find too many people who are kind, especially with their words. You don't find too many people who show empathy. So when you have someone who is kind, who brings some sort of positive impact, I think it's best to acknowledge it and say thank you and be grateful for it. You can show gratitude in different ways, and gratitude reinforces the value you place on your relationships. And when you even start to do this, I want you to also take a step further by being consistent, because consistency in your actions and behavior is essential for building trust. People, you know, feel secure in relationships when they can predict how others will react or behave. I need you to be reliable. I need to be dependable in your commitment. I need you to just keep the pace going as you do all of these things. Also, I also believe that one way you can build meaningful connections is to learn and grow together, because quality relationships involves growth and development, which of course would happen between both parties. And in the process, I think encouraging each other to personal growth, to you know, celebrating each other's achievements and navigating life challenges together, you know, helps and deepens your connection. And finally, one thing I highlighted in this episode is forgiveness. Yes, I'm sure you never saw that coming. And the reason why I say forgiveness as one of the ways you can build or cultivate meaningful connections is because holding out grudges and resentments erode the quality of relationship. And I need you to learn to forgive and let go of past hurts, because it's something that you just have to do. If you're of a Christian faith like I am, the way I see it is that the best way to forgive or to express forgiveness is to see yourself the way, or to see another person the way God would have seen you, which is full of faults, full of mess, full of issues and baggages, but still choosing to forgive, love, and extend his hand to you, even when you did ask for it. And forgiveness doesn't mean you're forgetting. It's only God that forgives and forgets, because he just has that almighty power. But for us, it might not be easy to forget. But I needed to choose to forgive and move forward with a clean slate. Because when you start to imbibe the act of forgiveness, you discover that your relationships begin to flow with peace, less grudges, and there is this grace that comes out of forgiveness, that you start to see people as just people. The very best of us would always mess up and do it a million times over. And sometimes, you know, I get it can be annoying. But for some relationships that you know that bring way much more than those little things that can be overlooked, I think it's just best you extend a hand of forgiveness. What I'm trying to say in essence is that investing in quality relationship is an ongoing process that requires patience, effort, and a genuine desire to connect with others. And these connections enhance our lives and they provide a support system and maybe even contribute to our overall happiness and well-being. In the end, I think that the returns on this investment are immeasurable, making the effort well worth it. And that is my time on TLBS today. My name is Adeyinka Black. Please do not forget to share, like if you can, and just spread the good word. And make sure you try to practice some of these tips we've dropped for you today. And until our next time here on TLBS, please stay safe. Cheers.